I'm Bonnie Gani, everyone. This is Professor Amon-Ra, Professor Emeritus, California State University, Long Beach. We're going to just get right into it because this election and all the other issues we're facing as Black people, we got to get into a serious discussion. So first thing I want to say is that do anyone have any good news that they thought was, well, we'll skip that. Let's just go straight to the discussion, and we're going to see how Brother Troy feels about the election and what he think about it.
Well, I guess what you could say, I had an expectation, and then I had a realization.
That's a good point. I gotta use that in my.
Because I seen fire. I thought I seen some smoke. I thought we was in the woods, and I thought we had the two sticks rubbing up against each other. And I know our sister's background, and I've voted for her here all the way through, you know, since she started. And when I seen when she jumped into the arena, which, you know, I think was 104, 108 days to go, which is, you know, not a lot of time, but she went right to work. When I looked up and I seen the Divine Nine, and I seen Black men, Black women, Black, white Jews, everybody for Kamala, and I watched money being raised, I seen the energy, I believe, that was there to get her over the hump. I seen the excitement in the Democratic Party. I seen the excitement in arenas. I really believe that we had it done. Now,
well, he froze. So let's go to Troy. Okay, let's go to Ahi. Ahi.
Now,
oh, go ahead, Troy. You had four.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Now, what I did realize, I believe that we had the impression that Caucasian women and everybody was going to jump on board and come on the women card now for reproductive rights and those, all the other rights, women, human rights, and just that we really have a bad, how do you say it, opponent. What I realize now that I'm looking at some of the analytics, I don't like what I saw based on the analytics. I don't like the part where, like certain, like Delaware, Biden should have been able to carry Delaware, Scranton. I'm familiar with that Pennsylvania, Delaware area. We lived out there for a while. So I just couldn't, I don't know what the referendum was that caused her to lose the way she lost. I do feel like white women really kind of left her out in the lurch. And I hear stories about the Black men. I don't necessarily believe that it was the Black men. But the numbers are slight across the board. I just don't know where she didn't capture the attention of the people the way I felt like, I guess, they needed to be captured. I really wish that she could have been more assertive in her policies, and not only announce a policy, but also tell us where and how the policy will work for us. And a lot of times I looked at this Palestinian war and how she steadfast with sticking with we're going to be on Palestine, you know, on the Israel side. With that, for me, I really was looking for her to address that in a way better way, understanding this genocidal country and what we as Americans are even helping to solidify this genocide. One thing President Obama was able to do with Israel is he kept them at bay a lot. He didn't let them punk him. Like he really was steadfast on his parts with them, even though he still had to withhold the mantle of this is what we're doing for them. But he would push back on them the best I've ever seen with anybody else. And I can go back to probably Jimmy Carter, and I watch I was a very big fan of Arafat, and I used to be a fan of Arafat, and I understood and I liked what he was doing for his people. Now, the totality of what he was doing, and maybe I didn't understand the full mantle of that, maybe being immature in the geopolitical arena at that time.
Okay, Troy.
But
Troy,
yes, sir.
we need
Yes.
to let some other people because we want to stay on the election. You back
Yes,
to
go ahead.
Yasser.
I'm
All
sorry.
right,
Go ahead, sir.
Linda, I got your points, so I wrote them down. I'm
Yes,
gonna
sir.
get back to them. All right, Linda.
Okay. Yes, I'm here, but of course, mine is not as deep as his, but it's sad. It's sad for me. And I just think the whole thing was about the election. These crackers been planning this for 10 years, over a decade. And Kamala Harris just came in. She came at the last minute and they threw her in the ring. And that wasn't fair to her because she had an excellent plan when she got involved. So it wasn't fair for her, but and preferably she gonna come back and do a lot better. But again, it wasn't fair. I'm sad about the whole thing, and we better be watchful, all of us, because I'm telling them white folks have not changed.
Oh, got that right.
All right, Brother Mashinda.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah, so the way I look at it is, honestly, I'm in Louisiana, and I've talked to some brothers and sisters who voted for Trump, some young people. I deal with students every day at the college level. And I didn't jump on them and all that. I just, from a social scientist point of view, wanted to know what led to that vote. Why did you make that vote? They respect me as a person that has them in high interest, so they opened up to me. And honestly, their answers were very shallow, So I said, well, it looked like they were victims of the social media. We take for granted that CNN and Fox and MSNBC, we think that they're going to educate the masses of the people, but social media reach way more people than those traditional networks. Joe Rogan, who plays both sides of the fence sometimes. He's all about making his money, and I'm sure he has his politics and all, but he's interviewed all kind of people. And but at the end of the day, it just pretty much, I call it like in real estate, they have a term called steering. You can steer somebody to another neighborhood. Like I might want to move to Beverly Hills, but they're gonna steer me to somewhere else, because they don't want me there. So kind of like so in those, so how I'm relating it to what I'm talking about is social media pretty much steer the minds of the young people, and older people as well. And not judging them like they're unintelligent or anything like that, but it's just they're ignorant, meaning that they're without information. And so people make decisions on based on a whim, based on how they've been subliminally seduced, by some social media channel or TikTok or whatever, you know. So everybody's searching for an answer. Everybody's searching for a new answer. You know, they paint the picture of the previous, I mean, the current administration. They, you know, they did a good job of that. They did a good job of subterfuge and propaganda and misinformation, and they won with that. And you know, an example of that, you know, they talked about the economy, you know. So I recall when Obama was in came into office, George Bush was the president, I believe, before him, 2008, the stock market was below 6,000. It was right at, and when he left out of there in 2016, it was 19,000, you know. So you had an economy. The stock market is a good index to tell you how the economy's doing, among other things. Then Trump took over and deregulated and did all these other things and represented the top 1%. And so it went through the roof with him, you know, as you saw election night. Man, election night, I even got paid. You know, I got some stocks, but you know, don't get me wrong, it's that don't mean that I support him. But I mean, stock market went through the roof unbelievably when Trump won, you know, if you paid attention to that. So, and it's still going up. But it was breaking records in the Biden administration. That's the whole point. So to sum it up, you know, I think, you know, Malcolm X, you know, the talk about the bamboozled and the hoodwinked, people went for the Kool-Aid, you know, they went for the okey-doke. And you know, it's in terms of, and the reason why I say that is because they don't understand the issues. They don't understand what's really going on. Would go with them in Pennsylvania and all of that, but all of them, they pretty much they've been sold. They already pledge allegiance to whoever they. So the election was already won. When you saw him won all those battleground states, this was won way before the election came. You know, it had they don't want a black woman in there. They don't let alone a woman. They don't want a black woman in there. You know, and that's what his goal was, to say how dumb she was and all this other stuff. And it's just pretty much when you bombard people with negative images and negative connotations and you know negative statements about others, you got some that's going to believe it, and then the other ones. But anyway, I didn't predict that that would happen. I thought she would win. I just thought she would. Never thought it would be a landslide like it was. And but anyway, life goes on. So it's like, what we gonna do now? That's all. I'm done.
All right. Yeah. Brother he didn't do wrong. He you're on mute.
Professor Ron, how are you?
I'm
My brothers and
having
sisters, we gonna be all right. You know, Sister Kamala bent over backwards for these people, so much so that the Democratic, they used to that, it used to be a liberal party. It used to be fairly liberal, moderate to liberal. Now there's no liberal, it's moderate to conservative. She bent over so far, it's just like a different party. She did all she could do, but these people don't care about that. They care about the survival of the white race. Even though they have not been a majority in anywhere in the world or on the global scale, except for Europe, they're concerned about their population losing control, power, which is why now you one way to have power is to have like an autocrat in there, a few controlling the whole. Want to move to that kind of foolishness. We're right here, fascism is right here, people. And had by some miracle she's been able to pull, and she made some faulty moves too. She made some big blunders. But she did all she could do. She fighting against the people who got a real cause And it's beyond America and the stars and stripes. You see how they really feel about that. As long as it's in their benefit, if not, I'll beat you to death with the flag. You know, so they want an insurrectionist, an insurrectionist. They want a criminal. They want a moron. They want a guy who's just not straight up. He's caught up in some image. But he says, we're going to deal with these brown people. We're going to have a mass deportation. We're going to make the playing field unlevel. And somewhere in the top five, everybody who I deem as the enemy, which is doggone near everybody who worked for him, wrote a book about him. Nobody had anything positive to say about his leadership ability. So that lets you know that these people are right there on being like a cult. Like a comedian once said, I saw him on the TV last, and he was serious. He said, I want me a woman like a Trump supporter. Because nothing you can tell her, she going to believe about me, or it's not even going to matter. So the fight is about white supremacy. Of course, there are some of the fools and the misinformed, and the young people are willingly misinformed. They're willingly misinformed. I don't know if this is a fad or not, or you want to be different, if this is like a little club or something that they got going, but it's no excuse to be misinformed. All the information is right there. You choose to just stay in the vein of whatever your thing is. You can't be, you choose to be objective. So my whole thing is that we can talk about the process, and but it's about white supremacy, people. It's about white supremacy, and they making their moves. There's some fascist stuff going on all over the world. Everybody done moved to the right. So good luck for us.
All right.
Yeah.
Brother Rashi Key.
You want to go to Brother Doctor first?
Yeah. Where's it? Oh, there. It's a blank screen. I didn't see. Oh, yeah. Hey, Doctor. Good Doctor. You there?
Hey, Professor Ra. How you doing, man?
All right, man. I don't see nothing on the screen. I just see Doctor in small letters. But go ahead.
Hey, I. Well, none of me. I didn't vote for her, man. I never liked her, never will, never did. So I'm just shocked that everybody on here is like the brother just got off. You know, he said, hey, he knew what whites want. They want power. You know, all the states, they wanted Linda. Linda made a comment saying that, hey, they threw her in there and she wasn't really prepared. Brother Machinda. You know, even say, hey, man, they didn't want the black woman. I mean, you guys all stating, why she's going to lose. I knew she was going to lose. So I don't know why everybody's shocked. I'm not shocked that she lost. I thought that he won that their first assassination tip. It was over. When he raised that fist up there, man, I watched that live. I called everybody and said, he's going to win. Mm-hmm. It was over on that day. Mm-hmm. She was made. If she would have got elected, nothing would have changed. It would still have been the same. Blacks would have been still hoping for something. We wouldn't have got nothing, man. So I think this is a good thing. I think only thing, bad thing is if Trump doesn't go out there and be Trump, the racist dude that he is, and just change his world, nothing's never going to change. If he just goes out, do a little this, do this, talk about all this little stuff, nothing's going to ever change again. But we need this whole system just to collapse, man, for a change. If it doesn't collapse, we survive this 4 years, nothing's going to change. So that's all I guess. Nothing's going to change, man.
All right.
And the only positive thing I say about her, I felt safe if she would have been president because she would have overreacted, trying to be, just trying to prove that, hey, I'm a female black, and hey, if this country does this, she would overreact and probably blew the heck out of somebody. So that's the only thing only thing I have to say positive for her. I felt safe would have been president because she would have overreacted. Only one thing, I told my buddies, when they put her in office and Linda kind of said it, I worked, retired here almost 30 years. I remember working, man, working my butt off 10, 15 years, and someone just come in the department. In 2 years, they promoted. That's the way I seen her, man. She never deserved that position. She never deserved what she's been at. She got hooked up all through her career. I knew about her even before, she got that thing in San Francisco, the little deal. I knew all about her, man. She got hooked up everywhere she went. I despise people like that, man, because I lived it through my career, seeing people get hooked up, man. So I hated her from day one just because of that, man. Getting hooked up, man. We all been civil service, see people come in and get hooked up. She got hooked up, man. So, I mean, they picked the wrong person to run. She didn't get no votes the first time she ran. Tulsi Gabbard just destroyed her. When they put her up, man, I was shocked that people was coming to her rallies. That's what I was shocked at. I was like, oh, wait a minute, where are these people coming from? But reality set in, just like Masinda. Next day, I bought a bunch of options the day before, not even thinking about it. Everything tripled the next day. The account went up the next day after Trump won. Everything doubled that morning. So that's all I got to say, man.
All right, thanks, Doc. And a very unique perspective. Go ahead, Brother Rashiki.
Well, I think people really was very hopeful that something would happen. But when we look at reality, reality tells us that because of this system that we live in, and matter of fact, I don't know, and you guys may think that there was no funny business in this. It may have been, that Trump was talking about, Democrats are, cheating or whatever he said. But you don't know what went down behind them doors. So I was thinking that something may happen, but I think I was fooling myself. Because of this system, just like somebody just said, if they didn't let Hillary get in, what makes you think they're gonna let her get in? And then if you mentioned white women, the white women, I listened to these pundits and a few people that's affiliated with us. They said it was up to the white women. Well, if it was up to those white women, they turned away from her. So it's just it's no surprise that Trump won. And anytime a system lets somebody like him win, something is seriously wrong. And put him in front like that, something seriously wrong. And that let us know that whatever we've been doing, we need to change seriously. We need to change our whole program because we are really allowing this system to stay in place because we participate in what they do. We got to do everything different from them and turn away from every single thing that they have in front of us. We can't feed them, and that's what we keep doing. This is just my analysis. It may not be nobody else's. As long as we participate in everything that they throw in front of us, we're just feeding the system. And I'm gonna talk in detail about that in my writings. And that's coming out. That's going to come out one day in the next few years. And I'm going to talk detail about it to hopefully people will understand where I'm coming from because this is not for us. We're just a commodity. And I'm gonna leave it right there.
Did you run go off?
Yeah, he left.
Appreciate what everybody said, if I understand correctly, and thank y'all for y'all deep thinking and a good analysis. Yeah, a number of things that we must consider. First of all, that even though we a lot of black people felt like they have to leave the country, some of them felt devastated by the loss of the election because they were so hyped up and so invested in it. And the majority of black people voted for her, youth, women, and men. And they got the regular 12% of black people that had always been, they had 11%. They only went up one percentage to 12% for the presidency in the election. We have to be the, can't let the teacher, let the oppressor be our teacher. The media, no matter what side, what major network, they're controlled by white people. So you have to do your own research and search sometimes from off-brand, like Arash Key, constantly look at Democracy Now! And BBC. And sometimes you have to look at a white-wing analysis and things to get a better analysis of what's going on. There are about three different perspectives of what really happened. The first one is, as Roger P was saying, the skepticism that it's unbelievable that Trump got all those votes and from those states. No Republican has ever won the popular vote, even when they
Ever.
won the battleground. So that's one suspicion. Second, Trump said at a rally, we don't need no more votes. This is before the election. You understand? He said, we don't need no more votes. We don't need that. That's another indicator. Third, from the standpoint of skepticism, you got Trump messing with the space guy. If he can put people on the moon or shoot rockets in space, that maybe he worked on the technology to get people. First of all, there's no ethics in politics. It is the pursuit and of power. That's the politics. Power is the social capacity to realize your will, even in opposition to others. That's what we define it in Kawita perspective. There's a difference between influence and power. Most black people have influence, but they don't have power. They know somebody that can help you. It's another thing if they can help you themselves. That's power. It's one thing to say, I know somebody to help you get a job. It's another thing to say, I can hire you tomorrow. That's a difference. The other thing is skepticism is the money that was involved. The money that's involved. I mean, this guy was offering $1 million for people to register Republican. He gave out 17 million. You can buy votes. You can buy a lot of votes. And you can intimidate people and threaten people. We haven't gotten the analysis there in depth, but I know Georgia is calling for a recount because they don't believe the election was, the votes came out that way. Other states may do it too, not Kamala or not Biden. They're going to concede. But other people are shocked that this man got all them votes. He never got that many votes. And as far as qualifications, in his 1600 election, he didn't have none. Remember, that was his first time running for any office. Kamala Harris has a resume. You can say, well, they just gave it to her. She's was just giving it to her. She was hooked up. But that's why the politics getting hooked up. And the second thing is, she ran and won. She won the Democratic, she won the San Francisco district attorney. She won the state attorney general. She in California, and she won the United States Senator seat. She sat on many committees. People say they didn't know her. How in the hell you don't know your vice president? I mean, if I mention Richard Agnew, you know him. You understand? You knew Trump's vice president. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how in the hell students in class didn't get to know? Our people don't pay attention. Didn't know who their vice president was or what they were about. As far as her being a prosecutor, that's what prosecutors do. Prosecute. That's their job. You can't say they prosecuted. And some people they prosecuted wrongly, but she didn't do that much prosecuting. It was her office, and the young prosecutors trying to get a name for themselves. And I'm not defending her. You understand? I'm just telling you from an analyst. That creates skepticism. How could you say she was dumb when she graduated from college, got a Juris Doctorate, and won all those offices, worked her way up? And then that's like saying all black kids who graduate from college is dumb. All black people that, that don't make sense. You can't encourage your kids to go to college and then call them dumb when they get out and they graduate. That's what you're doing. If you're accepting their analysis, of course. Of course, I don't listen to no white folks, none. Baby, little, young women, none. I don't mess with them because I know that. People said that white women voted against their interests because abortion was a critical thing. That was just one of their interests. They didn't talk about the race interest. You understand? They vote racist. So you got to look at that from that standpoint of skepticism. Thirdly, okay, the second point, if he did get those votes, that meant that white Democrats, when Tom Bradley ran for governor for California in 1982 or 4, he won the Democratic nomination, and he thought he had won the governorship. Then Duke Majan out of Long Beach ran against him, and he won. And they said, "How did he win when the majority of California is Democrat?" They crossed over. Trump said, when he went to New York, he's setting everybody up for this. Oh, a lot of Democrats told me they're going to vote for me. Then all of a sudden, they did. So, I mean, a lot of the white Democrats voted against Kamala and our vice president to join. That's the only way. He couldn't get that many votes without them crossing over. If you accept that he got those votes, I don't believe nothing. You understand? No. And so I look at that. Then I look at the money. You said Cameron didn't know. She raised so much money, but it wasn't just the crowd, as the doctor pointed out. She raised me. She raised more money than him until that space cat came in and gave 170 million. But she raised almost $1 billion. People who give you money generally vote for you. That don't add up.
That don't add up.
That do not add up. So y'all have to put on your thinking caps. I know it's hard to believe that the system is rigged, on the Democratic side. Trump was saying the only way they can win is cheat, but the only way he could win was cheat. You understand? I mean, how the hell you get that much money from from low donors and then don't get the vote. You're gonna tell me they gave him money and didn't vote it for him? I think, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of game. He had 8 years, 4 years. I don't know how many he was out of office, but he did all of that. He had planned the line of billionaires, not just Musk, but others, and put pressure on corporations. He created inflation. Like docs and machinists say, they're stockholders. They are stockholders. That means corporations, subsidies, and commodities. All they have to do is tell the corporations to raise the price on food. Just like they control the economy, corporations. You have to think about that. Now, all of a sudden, you say he can solve it. The wars. The wars. There ain't no accident. You know, wars of two people fighting, all that, do stop fighting and say, let's talk it over. But they don't believe in nonviolence. They believe in imposing their will. America imposes its will through pressure. How did they get the Arabs to stand down and watch their people get genocide? All they had to do is cut off the oil, blow up the Suez Canal. They had a lot of options. But no. How? Because they got them in pocket. And so when you're talking about American politics, it's not just about America, it's international, it's global. They didn't fight their way into Africa. They came as guests. They came with the Bible and with food and with some type of meditation, goodwill. And then they took the people over. They didn't fight their way into America, like people are saying now. If anybody should have built the wall, it should have been the Native American and all those countries America has invaded. You know how many, and as far as people having an uprising now, no. The millionaires want to spend their money, collect their stock dividends. They ain't got time for problems in America. They have that Trump practices racism and his insanity, but they ain't going to disturb the system, even though they're globalists. And where many of their relatives live. So it's a struggle. And we got to continue the struggle. Where do we go from here? Some people have never struggled. They're not in no organization. They don't send money to organizations that are struggling. Jews have, white Jews, if you want to call them Jews, Judaism is a religion, not a race. And they constantly giving money. And putting the tabs on their businesses to support their interests. But as long as I've been fighting, there was a few celebrities, Sammy Davis Jr. and a few others, Harry Belafonte, gave money to the Black Power movement, Adam Clayton Powell. But most of our people give money to church. Church. The white religion, not a black church. They call it a black church with a white religion. The church is just a place where you worship. What the hell are you worshiping? You know, how could you call yourself Christian when Jesus never said he was a Christian? You understand? I mean, you know, there's so much to this, and it's complicated. Anybody want to respond to what I've said so far? Are he?
I think you hit it right on the head, Professor. I think you hit it right in the head.
Okay. You know, I mean, you can buy votes. You can buy votes. And you can see, people say, well, you know, women are gonna get up. There was white dudes, white Jews, white black people, but I don't remember, correct me if I'm wrong, white women for Kamala. I can't remember that. They may have been, but I don't remember. I know there were some white women that supported her, but I think there was a group that got together and raised some money.
A lot of money.
Because first it was the black women, then there was some, I can't remember if it was white women or white men.
White men for Carmela, Jew for Carmela,
But
gay for Carmela.
but see, the distortion is for us to believe that a liar, a convicted skeleton, a person sued for sexual harassment, who said he was going to free all the people that participated in January 6th, won the election. It don't make sense, even by their standards. You understand? We all are skeptical. We continue to struggle. This is going to hopefully make other people begin their struggle. You struggle in different ways. You don't have to come out front being an argument, but send some money to your organization.
Hey, Professor Rowe, can I say something? You know that this system can be crippled, and if we look back at just a few things, we can look at the Montgomery bus boycott. When they boycotted that and didn't participate in riding those buses, it hurt that community, the white community. And then they had to give in to the integration, to allowing black people to ride the bus in the front and all of that. So that's a small example or a big example, however you want to look at it, of how you can do something different by not participating and riding a bus. And it hurt them. We feed the system because it feeds off of the participation that we give. And when we stop doing things, it hurts their economy, which indirectly trickles down to us. But when we stop participating in a lot of things that feeds this system, it hurts it. It's like a kryptonite. If we don't smoke weed, we don't drink, if we take our money and put it with people who's doing holistic things and start feeding that economy, the farmers markets, start doing some different things. Things will change, but we're so interdependent on them, and this is why we have the issues we have. And we try to be like them. We need to stop. But I've been practicing eliminating the participation, and I think it's doing me well, but I just wanted to put that little example in how the Montgomery boys bus boycott hurt that system that they were had there. And they were, we ride the bus and you want to throw us in the back because we want to be around them or we want to use their transportation. But we made it work for ourselves when we did we did our carpooling. We walked, which was good exercise. We need to just get smarter than what we are. We really
Well,
do.
two things to that, Rush. One, we are taught the effectiveness of struggle. We ended South Africa apartheid system. And that's why Rhodesia changed his name. Free people named themselves. Masters named, dogs and stars and everything like that. But we name ourselves. You don't name yourself after the oppressor, but your uncle was, you named after your uncle, you named after your daddy, you name. I was named after my father, Arthur Montgomery Sr. But he didn't know what I know. My father didn't finish the sixth grade. And they were Montgomerys as far as he was concerned. But as I went and got educated, I changed my name in 1974 to Amun-Ra. And now my son, his name is Amun-Ra, my youngest son. And his son is named Amun-Ra. We don't call him Junior. One is named, my son name is Amun-Ra Mandela, Amun-Mandela-Ra. And that's the distinct itself from me. And my grandson is named Amun-Prince-Ra. But still, getting what you talked about, Montgomery, they mobilized, they argued, they educated through the church, mobilized, organized, and then confronted. And they got results. But that's not the only boycott. We've boycotted a lot of things. Fannie Lou Hamer started the Mississippi Freedom Party. We organized in rebellion. Haiti's the first African colonized country to win its freedom and rename itself and move on. They still punishing Haiti. They still punishing Cuba. They still punishing us for freeing ourselves from slavery. You got children getting hate mail. Hey, talking about you going back to slavery. You got people getting shot at and things of this nature, just driving down the street, white people shooting at them in certain areas. You got a thing going, but most of all, white rich people want to enjoy their richness and they don't want no civil war because they don't know when it'll end and when they can get back into their yacht. So it's a struggle, and everybody's spread out. And a lot of black people are armed. A lot of Mexicans are armed. A lot of Asians are armed. They proved that in LA 92 to protect their businesses. It was all on roofs with guns. But anyway, I'm just feeling good. Brother Troy, you want to respond?
I like where you went. And that was kind of the focus of where I was going with the geopolitical aspects as well, because it is a struggle. And it's not just a struggle amongst us, and it's not just a struggle with Trump and that element.
See.
It's always funny to me because I know Donald Trump. Personally, I stayed in this building, being on the road with Lennox Lewis. So I lived right there, and he was a part of a few things that we used to deal with. And the Trump that I see now has taken it way further right than he already was. He was always a little racist, and we knew that. I've talked to many limo drivers and different people associated with him. And he always had some big redneck white dudes, militia style, that treated people pretty bad in that aspect. But he wasn't at that far off because I was a part of a few other programs with him. I was part of a bartering program that he was doing that brought small businesses with bigger businesses in New York. And me being a real small business over in Pennsylvania, New York area, we was able to associate with some of the bigger businesses. And it was a real nice brainstorm. Now, whose was it? his name is on it, but who I did really was it. I can't say what I know now about him. I don't never believe that was his idea. But he knew how to, one thing he did know how to do is license. He knew how to put his name on something that sound good. And most rich people do. So, you know, I can't, and that's where we look at, I'm sorry, I want to skip backwards just a little bit, because I've even talked to some brothers that I know, FOI, Muslims, and I've talked to them, and they was excited about Trump coming back into office. And they kind of believed that he had did something good for the economy. And it was funny for me to sit there and listen to him for a while and then try to explain to him that he hadn't did nothing. But I'm talking to people that I thought had a little bit more understanding and wisdom and knowledge of self to have did a little bit more investigation to find out. But I got some friends that's immigrants that's really close to me, like family. And I heard them say to me, they, you know, I can't vote, but I'm telling all my people to vote for Trump. And I'm sitting there like, man, what are you talking about? You was just 4 years ago running and hiding. Now you talking about, I don't know where the big trick came in at. Like, you, and that's why I said you kind of hit it on the nail.
Well, a lot of them people talk about they voted because he helped the economy. Can't spell the economy. They just saying what they hear in the media.
That's what they hear.
Various groups, various black groups that Trump paid. You know,
I've seen them. Right. I know some.
Jack,
I do know some of the people in the audience
Jack in 2005 bought Trump a $325,000 Rolls Royce. Went to his wedding and all that stuff. And he didn't say nothing during the election, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And so, you know, Barkley used to be a Republican, but he changed. Yeah. He was going
to
run for governor.
I was next to Don King, Brother Rob.
I served the security for Lennox once when he came out here, me and Big
Cat. Yeah, I remember. Candy.
Yeah.
I remember we did Thanksgiving at City Hall.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Compton.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we had him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had just got off the road for the fight. We came here and y'all hosted him for City Hall for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'm just going to say this to you. There are a lot of black people that don't vote. Black people that are Jehovah's Witnesses don't vote.
Right.
They do not vote. And there are millions of them. And then there are black people that are Muslims that don't vote. They criticize, analyze, but they just, you know, it's against their perspective for you.
Well, initially we were told not to get involved. And about the time the minister, when I got in there, minister was helping out Jesse, Brother Jesse Jackson. So, you know, that changed the philosophy at that time. But at this point in my life, I understand I can't say nothing if I don't do nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't have the right to criticize nothing or say something's wrong if I'm not trying to correct it.
Well, you know, the minister's was real close.
Right.
He always invited me on stage with him and stuff.
Correct.
And a couple of times I spoke before him, and he always complimented me, Minister Farrakhan. But see, when Jesse turned on him because of that Jaime remark, that report, and then Farrakhan criticized the minister and stepped away, that broke a good, at one time, a good, powerful relationship. It was almost like King and Malcolm that was coming together. A Christian and Farrakhan, a Muslim, prominent leader, come working together. But then, you know, it fall apart over trivial thing. Jesse didn't have no business, but he was running for office. If he wasn't running for office, he wouldn't have never done that. You know,
that's
what Kamala was doing. She was trying to cater to the working class. She never said nothing about the poor class.
Right.
That's where the majority of her people and the majority of the people in this country is. You understand? And nobody even investigate how come the inflation came about. You know, they blame it on the pandemic, but no. And if the only thing that made it possible about the pandemic was white folks trying to recoup the money they lost during the pandemic, so they're right. And so, you know, but you can't say she was ignorant and not known. You know, she was on many national committees on TV. I mean, she's the vice president. You understand? I mean, that just amazed me. And as far as time, that was historic what she did to
Very
raise
much.
much money and mobilize that many people. And as the good doctor said, how come all them people went to her rallies? You understand? Because they
Yes,
were
sir.
supporting her and they were going to vote for her. Doc, you have anything you want to say to what we didn't discuss?
I agree with everything you just said, you know, especially Brother Troy. But the only thing I can say, hey man, when you get someone black, come out and say they won't be, you know, present for everybody. That's your first sign that nothing's gonna happen. You know, because she should never said that. You can just come out and say, hey, well, from a policy, hey, the first $50,000 you earn is tax free. That'll benefit blacks more than whites. You come out and say some stuff like that. You don't come out and say, you know, I'm being present for everybody. Anyone that say, even in your employer, you work somewhere, you got a black supervisor. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be a supervisor for everybody. Yeah, you ain't got nothing coming. You know, blacks gonna have it hard. You know that. I think that's one issue. But yeah, everything you said, I agree. Everybody said, you know that. All the people showing up, and like you said, Rod, that $1 billion raised. I was like, wow, I can't believe, you know, people buying in on her. And she may win, but yeah, I agree on that. Yeah, I don't see how this guy won every swing state, man. And like you said, yeah, it's probably
Even
rigged.
bodies.
And nothing's gonna happen. They find out he rigged it, and nothing's gonna happen. And if they
No.
rigged it, and nothing happens, they're gonna rig it again. That's why he said, you know, hey, no more elections, man. You know, Republicans don't always win. We just prepared, man. You just gotta be prepared and do what we gotta do. Like Ross Key, yeah, the boycotts, you know, hey, you know, like the term, nobody's gonna wanna give up their bag, man. You know, these players, NFL players, pro players, nobody's gonna sit down. Nobody's gonna, you know, they're not gonna sit out. They're gonna keep playing. We're gonna keep going to work. Nobody's gonna, fall on that sword, man. So nothing's gonna change. But we'll be all right. We're gonna be all right. We're gonna be 4 years. It's gonna be funny. He's gonna try all this crazy stuff, man. It's gonna be on the news all the time. We're gonna sit here and laugh, see a little few things he does. And once these 4 years are over, yeah, he's done, man. You know, I don't know one person who's happy. Gavin Newsom, he's happy because if she would have won, he would never been there to be president. So he get to run now 4 years. So he's happy. I'm pretty sure he's celebrating. He's happy.
But let me just say
But yeah,
this.
we'll be okay. We're gonna be all right. We'll be all right.
Oh, well, the struggle
Yeah,
continues.
we'll be all right.
But let me just say this. In history, when you know the beginning, the ending won't trouble you because that's going to give you the forecast for what's going on. We have a situation whereas in California, supposed to be a liberal state, they voted to keep prisons in the jails. You know, that's an anatomy. Second, there was another example of them voting conservatively. But these are people in California when the majority of the vote is Democrat and minority, voting to keep people in prison working for free in
Oh,
slavery.
that passed.
Yeah, it passed.
You know what? The one thing about it was very confusing for everybody. I did get a little, somebody showed me what it really meant, but the way they set it up, I believe a lot of people was confused on which way it was going. What do you think?
From my perspective, I don't think enough of them was confused to not win the vote. In other
Okay.
words, there was some confusion possibly on all ballots. There are confusion
Right.
with the propositions, but no, I don't think that many people were fooled or didn't know. I mean, unless you just didn't read and just voted. Anytime you see slavery, you're supposed to look
Right.
and read it, you know, from us and even from white. But that's another example of strangeness in this election. And then, you know, you had a situation where in Delaware, I think that's what you were saying, you were dealing with Brother Troy. Sister won the United States Senate. You know? And then in Maryland, a sister won the United States Senate. So we won two black women, won in states that Trump won. That
But
don't mean.
Delaware, so much, Brother Ra, that's Biden's state. So it
Yeah.
didn't make no sense for her to lose that at all.
We are Trump to win it,
At
Pennsylvania.
all. Yeah. I
And
mean, he's been there for what, 30 years?
he went there, that was his last stop to campaign.
It
But
was his very last stop.
the Democratic Party, as Malcolm said, nothing but Dixie, many of them are Dixiecrat.
Right.
Wallace was a, out of Alabama, was
Yeah.
a start races, was a Democrat.
Biden was friends with him.
Yeah, there's a lot of some of the Democrats who won presidency was affiliated, are members of the Ku Klux Klan. There's number specials on that, but still, this was a good discussion. You know, brother, y'all know I've been battling with some challenges, and so we're gonna have continue this. But I think we're gonna have Black Lives Matter next Tuesday. I hope y'all
Oh, thank
come.
you.
I'm gonna try to get Dr. Medina, but we already got her vice president, Brother Greg Akili, who's one of the most known political activists in the LA area and in San Diego. And he's been a strategist for them, but he's a they got their new office on Vernon, and he's gonna tell what really is going on, because there are. Black Lives Matter have had a lot of issues. But Roshki, you want to take it over and close us out?
Thank you, Brother Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let Mashinda have something to say. I didn't get to hear.
Ashenda?
Did I get you too? For closing remark.
Linda's still here, too.
Yeah. Anybody got closing remarks? Go ahead. Just unmute. All right. Go ahead, Linda.
Mine is what our pastor said at the church, and he said, God is. And we just got to hold on to whatever faith we have and
Yeah.
keep moving forward no matter what.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
We call him the creator. Yeah. Mashinda, you still there? He may step away. Okay. Y'all take care. Go ahead, Ratchet.
Okay, so tomorrow we had a guest.
On mute. What did you have to say, Ahi?
I said, and yeah, you all take care too.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
Brother Troy, come back. Come back, Troy.
I will. I am scheduled, but I'm gonna come back a little sooner. I want to bring something to the table, and
Okay.
we're gonna keep trying our hardest. And I got a surprise for you, Brother Rob. So my next visit, I'm gonna bring somebody with me.
All right, put my phone number down. All
Yes,
right,
sir.
give it to you right now.
I'll
We'll
send
send
it
it
over
to
to me.
you. Okay,
Rob, I'll
Roger,
send it.
please send it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I'll call you up.
All
I'll
right.
call you tomorrow.
All right, anytime, bro,
Yes,
24/7.
sir. I appreciate you, brother.
You
We
know
love
I'm
you.
coming. We love
We
you too.
love everybody on here, and everybody have a great day.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, so tomorrow we had a guest, but something happened with the communication. So we're going to just forego tomorrow, no show tomorrow. And then next week, we have a guest that's coming on. She's a Long Beach State's alumnus. So she'll be on Desiree. And the topic will be generational differences.
Okay.
So that's the following Wednesday.
All right.
And yeah, I appreciate
Yes, sir.
everybody's coming tonight because I made a few phone calls and people came through to hang out with us. So thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Thanks
Thanks
for the
you.
call, brother.
All right.
We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you. So each one teach one in Conscious Corner.
All
We're
right.
gonna take our pause.
All right.
There you go.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Linda.